Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and thank you for tuning in to our Thursday night programming of Totally Driven Radio. Heh, but why wouldn't you tune into the greatest show heard all around the world? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Totally Driven Radio. My name is Bay Ragney, and we got a little special episode of TDR Rocks. That's right, Totally Driven Radio Rocks. We're here on a Wednesday night. Usually we're here live on Thursday nights, but we've been taping a lot of interviews lately, and it was a great interview. It really was. A super fun interview, great conversation, and all around just great friggin' dude, and super uber talented as well. Jackson, the lead singer from the band Designer Disguise, we talked to. They're a band out of the Seattle area. And I got to talk to him actually last week. And a few of their fans actually recommended the band to me and put the connection together between myself and Jackson. And here we are. We're spreading the word of Designer Disguise thanks to the fans of Designer Disguise. So a little shout out to Katie and Amy Lynn as well. So without further ado, let's get right into it because let's do this. Let's share the words of Jackson. Let's share the story of Designer Disguise, Jackson's story, and let's go to Seattle. Let's do it.
Jackson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Just recording some music a second ago with my sister and giving you a call now over here in Seattle.
Nice. So yeah. You got like a couple different things, I guess, you got going on, not just Designer Disguise then.
Yeah, so I do Designer Disguise, and that's the band. And then I have this thing called Lavender, which is more pop project that I do with my sister. You know, we've been doing music and musical theater since we were little, and we just kind of started doing it. But she basically lives in New York, So we've been doing it remotely. But she's over here visiting right now, so we've been just trying to get as much done as we can in like 4 days.
Oh wow, dude, that's pretty. That's pretty wild. So I mean, you're like really on two opposite ends of the spectrum with your music, your musical interests.
Oh yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because, like, kind of my whole life I've lived on, like, opposite ends of things, but, like, been interested in both. Like, I used to, you know, do musical theater and football, and, like, I love death metal and, you know, top 40 pop music. And, recently we've been doing a little more fusion. My pop influence has been coming into the writing room, and it's been really cool because some of the stuff we've been working on is really poppy. And I'm really excited because we just went down to L.A. and worked with Eric Ron. And he's a big producer in our genre, and he really extracted that pop influence out of us, but while maintaining, like, the heaviness of the, you know, the metalcore band that we are.
That's cool. Now,
really fun.
Did you guys do, like, an EP or a single?
So essentially, like, you know, I have a day job and we all work and, you know, we spend all our time when we're not at work trying to, you know, get to the next level as a band, whether that's practicing, writing, or, you know, social climbing. Essentially, I've been like adding, you know, figures in the scene that I want to know, that I'd like to interact with or maybe work with one day, because like maybe they'll say something on the internet that's like, you know, that could open up a door. And essentially, Eric, he does development with artists where, you know, he's trying to find up and comers so he can help them, you know, bring their sound to fruition. And essentially, he made a post saying, I'm looking for artists to develop, you know, drop your music below. And I, you know, I decided to actually message him directly and sent him something we're working on. He was like, oh, wow, I really like this. Would you guys want to come to LA? You know, we're all from Seattle. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like, yeah. And then what was kind of crazy was he was like, well, could you guys come next week? And I was like, I don't know if we can swing that. But then a month later, we got down there to do three songs. And essentially, we have these three songs and we're getting mixes back soon. We got two back and they're really incredible. Like, we are extremely excited.
That's all, dude. That's like, you know, it's funny because I, you know, a lot of people I'm friends with on Facebook throughout the industry and all. A lot of times I see, they put them posts out there like that, like, you know, drop something new that you're working on, or drop your band flyers, or drop this. And I just see a bombardment of people, you know, just dropping all this stuff in there. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's like so overwhelming. Like, I can't even imagine. But so, I mean, you were kind of smart about it. You went like just around that, it sounds like, and you just, all right, here, let me just message them and avoid
exactly.
all that.
Yeah, I mean, there's I saw the same thing. You see the same thing. You see everybody like posting stuff. You know, sometimes people are like, oh yeah, like check out my Shaz, man. Like, it's awesome. Like, we're the sickest. And, you know, I posted something there, but then, you know, I sent him a message and was like, it just personal touch. Like, it's kind of crazy how much just asking or just like putting the personal foot forward can, what that can do for you. You know, I was like, hey man, I love your work, you know, with, you know, these things. Like, he did an album with Slaves recently, which is one of my favorite things, with like Johnny Craig as the singer, and then Hands Like Houses. And, you know, he did songwriting with Icy Stars, which are some of our favorite bands. And so I was like, I love those. This is our most recent track. It's still unreleased. It's coming out soon. But, you know, I hope you like it. And I honestly like wasn't expecting anything back. Like, I was expecting it, you know, just to have the, you know, the thing where it says that he read my message, you know, just pop up, or even not that, but he messaged me back and was like, oh, I really like this. And then we recently kind of added a second singer into our songwriting, and he does rapping and screaming, and he's really versatile and adds this whole new dynamic. And he's like, oh man, when I got to the second verse, like, I didn't expect that. And he was excited about it. And it was a total whirlwind. I really didn't expect it to happen. Like, we didn't expect it to happen, but over the past few years, we've been cultivating a group of dudes who we're all extremely ready to drop everything and, you know, do maybe something slightly irresponsible, you know, like miss work for a week to go and record, right? Because that's what we want to do, because it's our passion.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned a term that I never really, it kind of just hit me, and I was like, wow, I never heard it put that way. But you said social climbing.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Well,
you know what? Yeah, I just never heard it put that way, but it really is, especially with the world of, you know, quote unquote social media. I mean, that's really what everybody just trying to do, is do that social climbing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, I've been essentially like a couple years ago, I was going to school with my buddy, Josh Wildhorn, who's in the band as well. And we were just up in Bellingham, which is, you know, a city about an hour and a half north of Seattle. And, you know, we moved down here and we didn't really know anyone. Like, we kind of knew what was going on, but like, realistically, we were like, man, like, how do we kind of get our foot in the door, show that we mean business? And, you know, a lot of that is getting to know the right people, and being at the right place at the right time. And a lot of that is, you know, what I refer to as social climbing. It's like, and like, I mean, like, you know, kids in high school trying to like become popular, but essentially what I see it as is, you know, showing up for people, being there, being personable, being kind. And, you know, so, you know, it's basically networking, but like a lot of it really is like knowing the right people so that you're in the right places. And, you know, a lot of that is like showing your face and stuff, but like, I've realized recently, like, just being genuine, making friends with people on like a real level and supporting them in what they do gets you into better places. And then when other people see you do big things, like, you know, us going to LA, like, people are already obviously more interested in what we're doing. Even like around here, you know, I'm doing this interview, But, you know, people who were previously, you know, not always replying to things when I was asking to do shows are, you know, being like, oh, hey, man, what's going on, you know? And so it's like in that positioning, you start to get, you know, move up and up and up. And it's been slow. You know, it's been a couple of years that we've been here. Nobody's known who we are for a sec. But the patience and being genuine and being at other people's shows and being friendly, it's really helped us. And also, like, in that, like, it's not just, like, you know, you want to be in the right place at the right time, but also being a genuine person, having a, you know, a genuine personality, but also having your brand or your band's brand, like, match up with who you are is really helpful. Sure. And, like, our Designer Disguises whole thing is we want there to be, like, you know, we want to represent strength in vulnerability, like being yourself, being emotional, not being afraid to be who you are and be, you know, quirky and odd. And, you know, we've recently kind of come into our own in terms of like realizing that's kind of what we want to represent. And in that way, whenever we're going out to places, we're always just being who we are and being genuine, nice guys who want to help other people succeed. And when you act that way, other people want to help you as well. And it started to show.
You know, it's funny, like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately too, like, and exactly what you're saying, like I'm out here in the Philadelphia area. And, you know, being around in the scene and all, like a lot of the people in the bands in the area and all, like who I've become genuine friends with. And you can tell the difference between the genuine ones and the ones that you're just, you know, the social friends with due to the band or the radio situation or et cetera.
Right. Right.
But I went to dinner with a couple friends last night. And like, after I walked out of the dinner, I was saying to myself, like, I think I've come to the point now where I've known these guys for 30 plus years. I'm like, I think I'm like more genuine friends with some of these guys that I am like, I go and support or they support me back or I'm going to see bands with on the weekends. And I am with the guys I was friends with for 30 years. And it's just kind of like, a weird thing. Yeah.
It's an interesting world because there's a ton of people who are doing the same thing we're talking about in terms of networking and social climbing, where it's really disingenuous. You can tell they don't really care about you or what you're doing. And they're really just trying to find the right people, which, I mean, to be fair, like, I'm trying to be friends with the right people as well, but, like, I'm trying to, like, instead of doing it in a way where I'm like, oh, I want to be your friend, but not really, I'm just trying to, like, show that I know you, like, just being friendly and befriending people and actually, you know, getting to know people and supporting one another, you do end up building these really awesome relationships that, like, open up new doors because, you know, the people you're making friends with are doing the same thing and they're developing their life. And, you know, I've been doing stuff recently, instead of just going to shows, I've been like, oh, well, this person's really awesome at guitar or whatever. Like, let's just have them over and like eat dinner and like play some, like just jam some music. And that way you get to like listen to each other's stuff, what you both are working on. And like, even tonight, I got some friends coming over to just work on some tunes. And they're just a couple of guys that I, you know, a couple of years ago didn't know at all. And now through just doing what we love together, like we are just, you know, we're this little pod of guys who want to see all each other succeed. And it's really nice to have that be kind of our community that we have for Designer Disguise. Because when we came here, we didn't really feel like we could get a foot in the door. And that's not to say that people were unwelcoming. It's like we just didn't know how to do it. We thought that maybe just by going to shows and standing there, it would happen. And, you know, it's more than just being there. You got to be involved and get engaged. And that's what we've been doing. And it's been paying off.
That's awesome. Now, how long have you guys been together for?
So around since like 2015,
okay.
Essentially Josh Wildhorn and I went to school together at Western Washington University. And, before we were in this band, we were in another band, you know, just a local band that didn't do anything, but, you know, it's funny because Josh and I were in an audio class and it was the first day we met. And then Josh came up to me after class and was like, you want to be in a band? And I was like, I guess so. And we've been in a band ever since, but, and that was a little earlier, but 2015 is when Designer Disguise formed, and there's been a lot of things that have happened, like a lot of lineup changes. Josh got pretty sick for a while, but then he beat that. And this past year, since last January or this January, we have had finally the same five dudes as a unit. Right. And so we've been able to, like, you know, put the energy forth with knowing that this is the lineup. These are the guys, these are people who are on board with what we're doing and who want to take it the distance. And so it's been this year that we've made these huge strides. I mean, for me also, you know, I recently this past year quit drugs and drinking, and I was really getting in my own way because, you know, I had, you know, past traumas and stuff, and I was self-medicating, and then I realized that I was, you know, like, realistically kind of in a good place in my life, and I was kind of shooting myself in the foot with all these bad habits. And, you know, at the end of this tour, essentially I'd spent most of the tour partying and feeling crummy, and I was like, well, that's not what tour's all about. I should have been happy. I should have been playing music and, like, enjoying that. And I was like, man, if I'm really about what I say I'm about, you know, music, if this is really my passion, then I need to get my priorities straight. And I did, and I have. And as a band, like, that has happened as well, because, you know, whether it's what was me getting my head on straight that, you know, kicked us into gear, whether it was getting the five guys together or Josh getting better, this year we've really hit the ground running with a vengeance, and, you know, a loving vengeance. You know, we're a bunch of sensitive dudes, but, you know, we've really, yeah, we've really come into our own, and it feels really good because it feels kind of like all things are clicking to some degree. You know what I mean?
That's awesome, dude. Good for you, man. Now, I got to ask, where's the name come from? Like, what's the meaning behind that?
So Designer Skies is actually something we talked about with Eric when we were down there, because he was asking the same question. And it's sort of like, you know, we all want to fit in, and we all, you know, put on different masks to fit in to different situations, you know, like, and like when we made the name, it was sort of like this, how you design yourself and how you see yourself in the world and how you present yourself based on how your surroundings are. And for a long time, like in high school, like I was saying, like, you know, I was in musical theater, and I was in, you know, on the football team. And to some degree I had to wear, you know, different disguises, in those situations and be a slightly different person. It's sort of like a weird synonym to code switching. You know, which is like talking different situations to fit in. But
right.
I found my whole life, you know, sort of, there's, you know, people always joke like, oh yeah, I was a chameleon in high school. You know, I hung out with these people and, you know, and I've always kind of felt that way, that I've always sort of fit in, but also not fit in everywhere because of that. And that's kind of where the name comes from. But like in doing so, in designing all these disguises, there is, you know, the core character of who we are. And that is always staying the same, no matter what mask we wear, you know?
Yeah. That's why. I'd
so,
see,
you know, yeah, no, lots of metaphors.
Now, so something to, I mean, this goes back to where you were talking about your pop music love. And I was going through and I was finding stuff, from you guys on YouTube and all, and, you guys, you know, you do some covers, and, you know, everybody's doing covers now, but you guys actually did a Backstreet Boys cover. And
oh yeah.
And what's his name? Andrea Bocelli, Christmas song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did that. I love the Backstreet Boys. I love opera. My background's actually from like singing a cappella, singing in choir, and doing musical theater. And so like I wanted to bring some of those things to the table. And like last year I was like, okay, guys, well, you know, the Canadian Tenors is a really good, you know, kind of contemporary, like adult contemporary group that does, you know, covers of classic songs. And I've always listened to one of their records, and one of them is on one of their records, they covered the Andrea Bocelli song, Because We Believe. And I was like, we should do that because I have like a very operatic voice. I can have that sort of tone. And so I was like, well, you know, it'd be really funny if we did this Andrea Bocelli cover, and at the end, it got really, really metal and we broke stuff. And it's funny because I don't know if you made it all the way through, but I
did.
Like a lot of, oh, great. That's awesome. Because if you just watch the beginning, you're just like, okay, they just covered like, you know, like an operatic, like art song. But if you make it to the end, we start like breaking ornaments and stuff. And those were both fun ways to show kind of what our influences are beyond metal, but still, you know, tie it back to, you know, that heavy stuff that we like.
Now, I'm guessing like you chose those. So like when you bring that to the band, like, let's do a cover of this. Like, what, do they look at you like you're crazy?
So in the Backstreet Boys one, we were all on board for, like, that was something we were like, actually Keegan, our old bassist, was like, Jackson, like, I know you love the Backstreet Boys. Let's do this. And we're all like, heck yeah. Last year with the Andrea Bocelli cover, it took a little bit of like, trust me guys, this is going to be awesome. And they were like, I don't know. But I was like, we got to do it. And we did it. And we had a ton of fun. But there was an initial like, yeah, you're crazy.
Oh man. Now, and something, I mean, just going back to those two, but your own songs as well. I mean, and I love this. I love what I see, especially, you know, up and coming artists. They're using the tools that are present now to bands, and it's the videos and YouTube and stuff like that. And you're doing the Facebook mm-hmm. videos. You're using the tools and you're doing it. And I'm just, I get so excited and happy when I see bands doing that. So hats off to you guys for that.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, you know, with the DIY world we live in, with all the tools we have, like, you know, we only have so much money we can spend on the band. So, you know, we got to think creatively about what we can do. And it was really fun to make all those early videos and stuff. And recently we finally, you know, saved up enough money to do this really professional video that we're working on for a song called Stronger, where we finally kind of like let the ball out of our court. So we're not wearing the director hat, the videographer hat and stuff. So we could focus on just performing, which is fun because like the DIY aspect is so cool. And like, we, you know, because of that, we know a lot of what goes into, you know, making stuff. But now because we have that background, it's easier for us to be helpful in the process. We're working with a guy named Kyle Olthoff, and he's an extremely talented videographer and director. And you know, it's been awesome because, you know, we did those videos like the Andrea Bocelli one where, you know, we did that on our own, like Josh filmed it and edited it. And this time, you know, we're just going there and we're getting to just perform and not have to worry about the, you know, the aspect, the editing aspect. And it's really fun because, you know, we're still a part of the creative process of like deciding what the video is, but like having another professional who you really trust and who is passionate about what they do help you facilitate that is exciting. It's really exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the one thing too, like, again, like with these videos, like as I was scrolling through your Facebook, mm-hmm. again, using the tools you got, I saw you like put together like a rap song and video to hype up, you know, tickets for a show you guys are doing.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I decided to do this past year, I guess this kind of relates back to the social climbing thing. I was like, well, how can I get my foot in the door of this scene a little more, like get to know more people, but while like interacting in a normal way that makes sense. And I was like, oh, I could book like a big show. You know, I could book like a little festival, a day long festival. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to do that. So I booked this thing called Sweat Fest because it was during the summer and it's, you know, it's the venue, you know, it gets all hot in there and everybody's sweaty. And so I was like, well, how can I take this one step further in terms of promoting it? And so I made a character up called Lil Skirt based off of, you know, the SoundCloud mumble rappers that are going on. You know, everybody's like, hoda, 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 skirt. And I was like, well, that sounds fun. You know, like, I don't think I could ever make a song like that seriously because that's just not my vibe. But if I made it a joke, it might be kind of fun. And what's funny is I sat down and like I made that song like in an hour or two because like I wasn't taking myself too seriously. It wasn't like my art, like my everything. But like it was so much fun. You know, I made that video of me just like running around with chickens and just being hella silly. And it was really a fun time to not take myself seriously, but like do something that's still within the craft of, you know, music production and stuff. And that was fun. I really kind of want to do some more Lil Skirt videos at some point to promote something else, but that was a fun way to get involve people.
Now, let me ask you that, like, because I've been toying with this whole idea of doing a festival like that here. And, I keep like putting the brakes on myself. Like, how did it? Well, let me ask you this before I even get into that. Before I ask you how the festival itself did, how's the scene in Seattle? Like, are people coming out to shows? Like,
it's good. I mean, it's the metal scene. People who want to come out. You know, when big bands come through, like the Devil Wears Prada came through, and Paul Troy's coming, and like the big shows, like everyone's really excited about. But and the smaller bands, like there's big bands coming up here, like Avoid, The Home Team, Osatia, Dead Lakes, you know, there's these really talented people who are, you know, semi undiscovered. And like, I think there's about to be kind of a, you know, popping off of the scene because like we're all kind of in this stage of like right before big things are going to happen. And yeah, people are coming out. I booked a few shows this year, including one called Cancer is Canceled, because Josh beat cancer. And, you know, that's a whole long story. I know Josh doesn't really like to talk about it much, so I'm not going to belabor it. But essentially, he beat cancer, and I was like, it was his first show back. I was like, let's do something really cool. Let's raise, you know, $5,000 for cancer, you know, as a crazy goal. And we put that together, that show, and it was packed. It was like 200, 300 people. We raised $5,400 for cancer. Because of that, Nick and I cut our hair, because we were like, if we raise $5,000, we'll cut our hair. And we had long ass hair, and you know, Well, I mean, we didn't expect to make that goal, and we did. And so we were like, well, you know, put our hair where our mouth is, or not anymore, because it doesn't reach that far. But we cut our hair, and you know, that was a big show. And then Sweatfest after that ended up being a big success. You know, the fact that I was able to get that many bands come out. And what was also cool is, you know, there's a ton of local bands everywhere, and there's tons of local bands that aren't great, but that show, Sweatfest, with 14 bands, everyone was so talented. And it's just so refreshing to see people doing what they love and doing it well.
Sure.
And, you know, that was, you know, yeah, people are coming out. This scene has some love behind it, and has excited, you know, people who are still coming out, and there's a lot of talent, and that, you know, that has a lot to do with how good a scene is.
That dude, that's
and,
so awesome.
It's really nice.
Yeah, like and here in Philly, like I hate to say it too, it's kind of dead. It really is. Like, I mean, some of the shows I go to, you know, they're drawing okay. Some are like crickets. You know.
I mean, I know that life.
Yeah. So I mean,
those shows before.
Yeah, it's a scary. I don't know. I just scratch my head sometimes. No. Sometimes, like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're wondering, where are people at? What's going on with the scene, you know? But it's, you know, it takes people who are playing, and for the fans, you have to be excited, you know, and you have to be exciting. And I think, I mean, with Designer Skies, like, all of our shows, there's a bunch of people. People are happy. It's a good vibes. And each time we play another show, there's more people. So that's always a good sign. And that's, you know, that's just local. So, like, I can see there being sort of a revolution of the scene with the amount of talent, like untapped talent that's here right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah, because, I mean, a couple fans of you guys, Katie and Amy Lynn, they're the ones that, like, came to me. They're like, you got to get them on the show.
Shout out to Katie. She told me, she was, because I got that email from you. And I was like, oh, this is random. And, you know, I get all sorts of random things in my email. So at first I just thought it was a random thing. And then Katie's like, did you get an email? And I was like, oh, heck yeah. And here we are. I mean, it's so nice to, and that's another thing with Facebook. It's like, we have fans that aren't even from Seattle who love kind of the vibe that we're putting out. And they're putting out even more love and helping us get an interview like this. It's really nice. And that sort of energy is inspiring, and it, you know, makes me want to keep getting out there and spreading, you know, positivity and getting more music out there and getting more people excited about live music. Cause, you know, I love performing. I love sharing my voice with people and our tunes with people, and getting people just excited about it is really exciting for me, because, you know, it has felt for the past few years, you know, like maybe we're yelling into the abyss, you know, like maybe nothing will ever happen. But things are starting to kind of pick up, and that feels good. I got to tell you.
Dude, that's freaking awesome. I'll tell you what, too. I don't know if you've ever heard this now. I'm obviously a lot older than you. So, you know, I was in my 20s when the whole Seattle thing of the 90s was exploding. But one of the bands that really set that whole thing off, I'm a huge fan of. So when I was going through and I'm watching and I'm seeing these videos of you, now I'm not going to say your voice reminds me of him, but just your mannerisms, your energy, you know, your whole just vibe reminds me of Andrew Wood from Mother Love Bone.
That's awesome.
just the way, like every time I'm watching, I'm just like, wow, like it's just like it's like freaking Andrew all over again. Like I don't know. There's just something about, there was a vibe coming off you that just I was just like Andrew Wood, Andrew Wood, Andrew Wood. And I become friends with his brother, Kevin. And he, as a matter of fact, I just had Kevin on the show like 2 months ago. They did a show in Seattle 2 months ago, Malfunction.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, so there you go.
Well, thank you. Love. That's, I mean, I, that's awesome. I mean, it would be a dream to get Seattle back to the, you know, the 90s. You know, who knows if we can get the scene as excited as it was then. But there's, I mean, the fact is there's tons and tons and tons of music and tons of different genres happening. And
sure.
I know venues are filling up for electronic music here all the time. And something we're doing, and I think that's exciting about Designer Skies and the new stuff that we're doing, is the accessibility of it from a pop perspective. Like I was saying earlier, you know, the song we just got back yesterday from Eric is like the whole first, you know, two thirds of the song, you know, you're like, oh yeah, this chorus is definitely like a rock song, but the rest of it is like very produced, but you know, full of luscious layers. But then, you know, you get past the second chorus and there's just this nasty, nasty breakdown that like almost comes out of nowhere, but like totally makes sense. And I'm hoping we can sort of bridge the gap between pop music and, you know, rock and roll and hard metal, because I think there's like pop music is getting very moody, and not in a bad way. Like there's, you know, the big production and the emo writing of all this pop music is very, you know, emo, and like, you know, it's metal in some regards. And
oh, yeah.
I'm hoping that our, like, you know, our expression and our big feelings is going to resonate with people, even though at some points there are, you know, there is like a scream and there is a breakdown, but like emotionally, like, you know, we all have screams and breakdowns within us at times, you know?
Sure. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll say this, and this is, I mean, this song's like 10 years old now, but it was a huge pop hit, but it was kind of rock. But every time I heard it, because it was all over the freaking radio and, you know, TV and stuff with the video, I always said, it's a metal song. That is a freaking metal song. And it's Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's that's heavy. Like, it's heavy with, I mean, her vocals are like soaring pop vocals, but like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And I think when you cat, like, I think people, no matter kind of what the instrumentation is like, if you have a really good voice on it and like some like really passionate lyrics and delivery, like it's going to connect with people. Like there's people out there feeling stuff and they want to hear other people who are also feeling it. And I know when I was younger, you know, and so many people relate to this, you know, you have these crazy emotions going on and nothing makes sense. And then you hear someone screaming into a microphone through your headphones and you're like, ah, somebody else gets it. And somebody else is feeling this intense. And I want to connect with people on that level, because I felt very alone when I was younger and music, you know, gave me an outlet. And like, I want to connect with people on that like deeply emotional level, but also show that like you can be deeply emotional, but you can still be like wavy and poppy and like having fun. And those things aren't mutually exclusive. Like they don't have to be separated. You can be like a fun, cool guy, but also have tons of emotions, and it doesn't make you not cool. Like I grew up and people are always trying to tell me not to feel, that you had to be one way. And that's just not the case. And I want to show people that you can be a multifaceted human being, like you can have multiple disguises or whatever, you know, and still be cool, still be, you know, a person that makes sense to people. Because like, realistically, if you like kind of look at all my interests, like it's totally all over the place. And that's true for a lot of people, but it doesn't mean that I'm like weird or wrong. It's just a, you know, it's a cool, multifaceted person. And I want people to know that that's true. And I want people to know that they can be really emotional, and that we should share those things and not bottle them up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dude, I'll tell you what, this has been a fun interview, man. This is good conversation. Good talking with you.
Yeah, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate it, man.
So now with the music you've been working on with, what was his name again? Down in L.A.?
Eric Ron.
Eric, yeah. Do you have any idea when you guys are going to be releasing that, or?
So, essentially, like, we don't know, because we're kind of sitting on it, because he has a lot of connections in the business, and he, you know, it's in his, he wants to do more stuff with us, and, you know, ideally in the future, possibly, and if you get a record label behind that, you know, we could do a lot of work with him, which is kind of the goal. And so we don't really have an idea for those three songs, because he's trying to, you know, get it into the right hands so we could do even more. But within probably a year, we'll hopefully get some of those out. But, you know, and those are amazing. Like, it's going to be so hard to sit on them. But we have, before we worked with Eric, the song that actually got us in the door with him is a song called Stronger. And, you know, the name says it all, but it's about, the first line is like, my body is full of thorns. And it's like, well, my body is full of thorns, but my heart will go on, you know. It's like, you can have, you can be beat up, you can be full of scars, you can have all these problems, but like, it doesn't end you. It doesn't define you. You can go on and kick butt. And this song is essentially, you know, it's the realization of that. And it's kind of an introduction to the new group altogether and the new sound, because it's where Justin's first song doing like full-on rapping. And he's really talented, and it's really cool to hear someone who's just good at it. And so it's going to be kind of the new sound coming to life, and that's going to come out that's actually coming out in December. We haven't technically announced the release date yet, but it's coming out in December. we're about to finish up the video with Kyle, and he showed us some of it, and it looks incredible. We're really excited. And so that's going to be kind of the next step to those songs, because this, you know, the production and the vocal stylings are poppier, and, you know, while maintaining the heaviness and the moodiness of our previous sound. And it's sort of like a stepping stone to the next stuff with Eric that is still moody and heavy, but like even more vocally pop.
Dude, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, you know, I've been showing my family my music for a long time. And, you know, they're always kind of, you know, they don't like metal. And they're always kind of like, not always like, obviously not super into it, but like, oh yeah, Jackson, like, this is great. But like, I showed them Stronger, and I showed them the stuff with Eric, and they're all bobbing their heads. And like, my dad was like, I'm proud of you. Like, and you know, no other music of mine has ever elicited that response from him. So, I mean, the fact that it's accessible to my parents who can barely stand any metal, you know, it says something. It's cool to see it so well received, you know, within my family, you know, even the little kid, cause I was just at like basically a family gathering this past weekend, and even the 9-year-old kid was feeling it. So I'm excited.
So I guess since Stronger's coming out in December, there won't be another Christmas song then?
No, not this year. We were thinking about it, but we have too much going on. I think we're going to reshare the Bocelli one. And if I don't know if you got this deep, but we had a Jingle All the Way song, or Jingle Bells. I think, no, Sleigh Ride. It was called Sleigh Ride. If you go back, there's a video of us on a sleigh ride singing the song. And that was our first one. And so we're going to just reshare those and be like, remember this, guys? But I think next year we'll come back strong with a song. We've just been kind of full speed ahead. And we were going to do one, and then we're like, we have too much to do. Because we're also playing a song, or not a song, we're playing a show with The Fall of Troy, who's a, you know, big in our scene, and is actually from, I believe, Mukilteo. So they're from the area. Mukilteo is just like a little north of Seattle. We're playing with Avoid and them. And so we're preparing for that, trying to, you know, get tickets out there, get our friends to the show, and then take a little break, enjoy Christmas and the holidays, and then get right back at it in the new year. And yeah, so no Christmas song this year, but next year, I think I want to try to do something even crazier than the Bocelli one.
I could only imagine.
Me too. As I said that, I was like, man, I don't even know what that could be.
It could be dangerous.
It probably need though. To be like a, yeah, it could be, that need to be like a mashup or something. I don't know. We'll think. We'll put our creative heads to work.
Cool, dude. This has been awesome talking to you, man. I'm glad we got this together. And you know, I mean, honestly, like going into some of these things, especially like you know, bands I don't know, it's I'm kind of like, all right, like I don't know what to expect. But this has been is freaking great, man. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Awesome, man. I really appreciated talking to you as well. I hope we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Once some new music, yeah, maybe we'll do it for Stronger. Yeah, come back on. We'll plug away
definitely.
At that.
I'll definitely let you know when that is. You know, I'll pop you an email about the actual release date so you can stay updated with what we're up to.
Awesome. Very cool. And where should let's put the plugs out there, man. Where should we send everybody to go check out you guys, and they can get all the music, dates, everything else?
So, you know, definitely hit us up on Facebook. Just type in Designer Disguise. Kind of a mouthful, has a lot of S's and G's, but yeah, on Facebook, that's the best place to find all of our news. We're on Apple Music, Spotify. Please follow us. We would love to have more followers. We'd love for you to be ready to for all the music to pour in, because, you know, I think the floodgates are about to come down and things are about to happen. So if you want to get on board early, now's the time.
Awesome. I'm on board. I'm ready. Let's do this then.
Hell yeah. Heck yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's been a true pleasure.
Absolutely, man. Cool. And we'll stay in touch, and yeah, we'll talk again soon, dude.
Heck yeah. Have a great night.
Thanks, man. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Alright, welcome back to Generity Rocks. Bay Ragney here, and then they are Designer Disguise, and that's the latest from them. It's called Stronger. Hope you enjoyed it. And make sure you check them out all over the world, the social media, website, and everywhere. Go to designerdisguise.com. Thanks again for tuning in for Totally Gym Radio and Totally Gym Radio Rocks. Make sure you check us out all over the world of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Totally Driven Entertainment or Totally Driven Radio or myself, Bay Ragney. And we'll be back tomorrow night with a live show with John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard and comedian Jeff Allen. So until then, stay driven.